With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. From a road in Baltimore, from a gap in the pavement near a manhole cover, grows a tomato plant. Green Roma tomatoes glisten like Christmas tree bulbs, strangely out of place, decorating a dented steel guardrail. Nearby, just west of Falls Road near the Baltimore Streetcar Museum, several more unruly tomatoes and a squash plant rise and twist amid sewage smells beside an eroded section of the Jones Falls bike trail. David Flores, the Baltimore harbor keeper, has a theory about the origin of this well-fertilized garden flourishing on the banks of the Jones Falls.
It's not a guerrilla gardening bed. It's not some intrepid city dweller who's planting tomatoes and squash plants in open spaces here and there. These are actually seeds that entered into the sanitary sewer system. And then because of these sewer overflows just a couple feet away, the seeds have come up out of this sewer system and deposited right here in this grassy area next to the river and germinated and grew tomatoes that I wouldn't touch, let alone eat.
Now, before you dismiss the Baltimore sewer garden as an urban myth, like the New York sewer gator, consider the evidence. Toilet paper is plastered to the blacktop leading away from the manhole cover. And a city contractor working nearby confirmed to me that yes, in fact, sewage overflows are frequent and volcanic from this manhole, and the waste flows right into the Jones Falls waterway and then the inner harbor.
Every time it rains, this area, it overflows bad. The manhole lids pop off. They have to come shut the road down. Stuff is all over the street. And this river basically runs straight into the inner harbor. It's a pretty nasty setup.
The frequent sewage overflows along Falls Road and elsewhere in the city are a problem for the plans of city leaders to make the inner harbor swimmable within 6 years. And the overflows happen despite the fact that back in 2002, EPA sued Baltimore to stop such overflows and leaks from its more than century-old sewer system. City residents are now paying higher sewer rates to fund $900 million in repairs and upgrades. But the massive repair project is behind schedule, and the problem is far from being fixed by the deadline of 2016. Flores, a clean water activist with Blue Water Baltimore, has documented several occasions when the city has failed to report sewage overflows as required by federal law.
We found some real problems with the accuracy of the city's reporting of sewer overflows. There have been several instances where we've found, I think we've well documented, the city underestimating the quantity of sewage overflow by several orders of magnitude.
Flores said Baltimore's 2002 consent decree with EPA creates a financial incentive for the city to underreport, because EPA fines the city $15,000 for overflows of more than 1 million gallons, but only $100 for much smaller spills. Madeline Driscoll is a manager at the Baltimore Department of Public Works. She said the city is working hard to improve its aging sewer system. But she allowed it is possible that the city occasionally underreports sewage overflows during rainstorms.
They're all estimates, but it's really the best that we can do. We do not have the manpower for people to be seeking out, especially wet weather overflows.
The city has been penalized more than $500,000 by the state and federal governments over the last 3 years for the millions of gallons of sewage overflows it has reported. It might be helpful if that taxpayer money could be piped right back into the city to accelerate the repairs to the decaying sewer lines that are feeding unhealthy fruit, like a bacteria-laden Inner Harbor tourist district and the septic tomatoes on Falls Road. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
So cloudy, so cloudy. I believe it's gonna rain.